is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Fallout. I am the world's only sign-spinning luchador, T-Rock Plutonium. Yes, I am here. I'm here because I host this show, and it is my show. I wasn't there last night because I could care less. And I am the head booker of the IWC. Welcome aboard, everyone. Welcome, everybody, from Bud's Backroom, WrestleCorp, all the rest. Let's go to the phone lines right now. On the phone with me is probably the best and brightest loser I know. Minister!
Stop it. I don't know who this is, though. Is this T-Rock? Or, hold on a minute.
T-Rock Plutonium.
T-Rock Plutonium back in the house. Yeah, well, you know, we've got another match coming up, T-Rock. And I'm not one bit fucked up about it. It is what it is. It's behind me. And this other match, we'll see what happens.
Okay, and on the line as well is the greatest Legends champion in IWC history. Ladies and gentlemen, Double L Lover.
That is correct. The greatest Legends champion, the Lover Boy, is in the house.
Yes, and the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Real KB, wishes he could be here, but right now he's on some important lumberjack business, and so we'll have to wait. And Wednesday, you guys can tune in, because the IWC has its own night, and we're leading up to King of the IWC, so hey, that's going to be cool, right? And, you know, we'll have, it's just like Money in the Bank, strange enough. We'll have qualifying matches, and they'll get in. I can't wait for IWC's Money in the Bank. All right, so for everybody out there, I have not seen Suitcase in the Bank. I have not seen Raw tonight. I only saw the main event, so this is going to be very interesting. And Name That Tune is still in play. All right, let's get to Monday Night Raw. All right, so Monday Night Raw starts out with the, what, Kurt Angle? Is that what happened? And then Braun came out?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it was Kurt Angle, wasn't it? Yeah.
Kurt Angle, Braun came out, Owens came out. All right, so Minister, what did you think of the opening segment?
I'm trying to think about it here. Let's see. It was Owens. Owens came out. Oh, yeah, I thought it was a great segment, man. I'm looking for my notes here. But, you know, I thought it was a great segment. Kevin Owens coming out. You know, it was I really enjoyed it. Kevin Owens is always great on the mic. Kurt Angle, you know, he did his part, but I really enjoyed Braun Strowman as well coming out. Do you want me to go into the match as well?
No, we're not there. Fine. Go into the match. We'll do the match too. Braun Strowman obviously won.
So you know, Braun Strowman came out and. And he was out there. Of course, he was getting the big chants and stuff, and the crowd chants with the get these hands and all that stuff. And the crowd was they were all right tonight. They were in, I believe they were in KV land, somewhere around over there in that area. But then Kevin Owens' music hit, and he came out, and so you know, basically they started the match right. I think the match hit up right away. Yeah, the match they went to a commercial break, and then they started the match. And I thought the match was a great match, man. And for a while there, I really thought that Kevin Owens was going to win the match, man. I mean, he was really getting after Braun Strowman. And I really thought he was going to win the match. But in the end, and it was a lengthy match, too. I mean, there was even a commercial break in there. But in the end, of course, Braun Strowman, he shattered my dreams, broke my heart, the whole thing. It was brutal what he did. to Kevin Owens there outside the ring. He was bashing the hell out of him. I mean, you really do need to go back and watch this if you did indeed record it. It was
something
else.
Or I could just watch it on Hulu because I'm cool like that. Double L, opening segment and opening match. Braun Strowman, a Money in the Bank contender, qualifier in the match.
Well, you know, it was interesting because, you know, for once, for the first time in how many months, we didn't have to open to Roman freaking Reigns. So that was nice, seeing something a little bit different. The segment was good. You know, honestly, you don't normally see a big guy like Strowman in a Money in the Bank ladder match. I mean, yeah, we've seen Kane plenty of times, but typically you don't see a guy like him. And I was a little surprised that they put him in there because they could do so many other things with him other than Money in the Bank. I mean, they could fast track him to a championship match and nobody would complain at all. So I thought it was an interesting choice, not a bad one, but an interesting one. So with that being said, as the match was going on and Kevin Owens put up a heck of a fight, I was actually pretty impressed with him. I thought it was going to be a squash. I thought it was going to be a squash. But he put up a fight. I'm with you, Minister. I thought, you know, Owens had a chance because, you know, put Owens in the Money in the Bank, give Strowman another route, which, like I said, there's 100 things they could do with them. But, you know, I mean, the end result is what everybody expected, which was Strowman winning. I'm not disappointed with it. Maybe a little bit surprised, but it was a pretty solid start to the show this week. I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, it was.
And if you guys want to hear what our thoughts on our backlash were, I wasn't there, of course, because I had other things to do. But Hollywood Tony P was nice enough to fill in. You can go listen to that show and hear our thoughts. And I have happened to know that on Wednesday you will hear Lou's thoughts. Hollywood recorded it this morning. Lou's thoughts on the pay-per-view, instant predictions, and was he right or wrong? So moving on, No Way Jose, Apollo Crews, Titus O'Neil, Baron Corbin end the Revival, and apparently Baron Corbin pins No Way Jose. Minister of Sinister, No Way Jose.
Yeah, man, the Revival and Baron Corbin came out, and they were looking like they meant business. No Way Jose came out, and he was, you know, with his gimmick and stuff, and it just wasn't, and, you know, he had Titus O'Neil and Cruz with him, and, you know, and this wasn't anything really but filler. It's interesting that, you know, No Way Jose is already just 2 weeks, a month in, you know, and he's already jobbed out 2 weeks in a row, I think it is. You know, it's not looking good for that guy. But Baron Corbin, on the other hand, you know, he had a lot of Twitter heat this week from his Twitter followers or whatever. There was a bunch of crap about him or within the past week or what have you. But he shut them up, man. He took the pin, or he got the pin.
In the chat on WrestleCorp.com, go there. You can find the thread. Best Friends NXT said that's for Braun Strowman versus Kevin Owens. Poor Kevin Owens. He got beaten up by Braun Strowman pretty bad. Double L, Baron Corbin wins. No Way Jose.
Yeah, No Way Jose, seriously, because what the hell? You know, they're trying to make Baron Corbin relevant. He's going to have a couple people job to him. You know, No Way Jose, I don't think he's going to be anything but a gimmick, which is sad. They're kind of proving that. The fact they're pairing him up with, Titus Worldwide, it's just proving that No Way Jose is getting squashed before he even has a chance to do anything, which is kind of sad. But, hey, you know, what can you do? Baron Corbin winning, they've got to try somehow to get this guy over. And I don't mean necessarily over, you know, as a babyface, but over some way. You know, they have to. So they're pushing the envelope, I think. I think they're blowing their faces.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
All right, double
really?
L.
Crap.
Name that tune. And if everybody in the chat, any of the threads, you know it, type it out. Double L promises not to look at any of the threads. Minister won't look at the thread right now, and we're going to find it. All right, 1, 2, 3, or 4, Double L.
Let's go with number 2.
Number two. All right, here we go. Do you need more?
Oh, yes, I do.
Minister, do you need more?
I know it.
You know the answer?
I do.
All right, Minister of Sins, let's see if anybody in the chat thread has the correct answer. No, nothing in WrestleCorp yet, and nothing in Bud's Backroom. Ah, okay, so we have Best Friends NXT got it. Double L, do you have an answer?
No, I need more.
Minister of Sinister, why don't you tell us, where if I can find it, N for name. Minister of Sinister, why don't you tell us whose theme song that is?
That is Mr. Perfect. That's his theme song, Mr. Perfect.
Let's take a listen.
Last week, I'm good.
Best Friends NXT.
I would like to just state that that is the first time I have gotten one correct. On the wrestling ones. On the ones
on the wrestling,
with, you know,
well,
that we do.
Well, and Mumra got it right, too. Good on you, Mumra. Mumra got it right, too. So, Mr. Perfect, though. Like, I think his son needs to be like that. Like, go back to I'm Mr. Perfect. Like, he's my father. He should be perfect. He should be, you know, he realized. Maybe he gets struck by lightning and he realizes, hey, I am perfect. I'm related to perfect. He realizes, look what I can do. I didn't know I could putt like this. I didn't know I could swish a basketball like this. And he's like, I learned a lot from my father. And I just got the gift. And he's like, yeah, and he's just perfect. And he can do, you know, rebuild. He is a former Intercontinental Champion, after all. All right, so what is next? Qualifying match, Money in the Bank, Triple Threat, Sasha Banks, Beaky, and Ember Moon. And Ember Moon wins. I didn't see the match, but that's very interesting. Minister of Sinister, what do you got?
It was an interesting match, and I was going for Ember Moon. And so I was happy when she came up with the win. But, man, it was a good match, man. That Ember Moon can go. That Ruby Riott can go. And everybody knows that Sasha Banks can go. So all three of them together, I mean, there was a lot of moves and a lot of spots in there. If you're looking for botches, you're always going to see botches. But, hey, man, I just thought it was a good match all the way around. I was very entertained by this match. Very entertained.
Double L, Sasha Banks continues her losing streak.
Yeah, that was a really good match, actually. I was pretty impressed. I mean, I'm like Minister. I was going for Ember Moon because you know that there's heat between Bayley, Sasha, and the Riott Squad, so you kind of figured that was probably the route they were going to go. I got to tell you, Ruby Riott, two nights in a row, she may be ugly as heck, but, man, she can wrestle.
Yes.
She carried that match really, really well. I mean, she carried the bulk of that match on her shoulders, you got to admit. I mean, Ember Moon had her spot. Sasha Banks had her spot, but Ruby Riott carried it.
I have to
so
agree.
It was a very entertaining match. I was very impressed with it, actually. And I was thrilled that Ember Moon won. I mean, I think it's time for her to start rising up. I really do. I think it's time for her to start rising up.
I never saw her on NXT, but every time that I've seen her in the ring since I've started watching her, I mean, she is really good. I think
she
can,
is.
You know, be a great woman's champion.
I agree.
All right. And also, I'd like to remind the listeners that I do have everybody's predictions from last week. So at the end of the show, we'll go over everybody's backlash predictions and see who was right and who was totally, totally wrong. So it's always fun to do that. That's That's so much fun. Well, Bobby Lashley had a video package. I'm curious as to how it was. Minister or Sinister, did it? It says it was weird. I don't. What do you think?
Oh man, you know, I started watching it with the best intentions of liking Bobby Lashley. I never have liked the cat, but man, it was just terrible. I was like, oh my God, please stop it. It's embarrassing. It was just done. It was poorly done. I don't know what message they're trying to get across. Obviously, it was some type of family. He loves his sisters. It's, you know, he loves his sisters is what it finished off on. So it was some a little disturbing, maybe. I don't know. Double L?
Double L. Sounds like it wasn't that great of a showcase.
No. What they tried to do is they tried to do that ESPN 30 for 30 crap, you know, where they focus on an athlete and, oh, let's look at his upbringing and here's a photo package and, oh, look at the tough things that he has been through. And then, yeah, it was like, we get it. You love your sisters. That's awesome. That's creepy.
Yeah, it was terrible, man.
Dude, get over your sisters. But no, I mean, they tried to overdo it. I mean, they tried to make it this on the spot. Let's ask you some random questions about your family. It was terrible. And Bobby Lashley, man, boy can't talk. I'm sorry. He just can't talk. Just let him get into the ring and wrestle, man. Let him talk with his muscles because it was terrible.
Yeah, well, I'm getting it was terrible. That's what I'm getting. It was terrible.
Yeah, he had a story about a towel. One of his sisters carried around a security towel, no less. And and as the years went on, this towel got smelly. I mean, it smelled bad. And there was a bully that took the towel. So he ended up finding the bully, and he shoved that towel down his throat.
Oh,
he
my
shoved
God.
That towel down his throat. So, yeah, it was.
He shoved the smelly towel that he with the smelly towel. I don't know what to say about such a thing. Okay, so
exactly that was the problem.
Jinder Mahal versus Chad Gable. Apparently now Jinder starting a program with Roman. I guess Jinder, like, I don't know. They're gonna push him higher. Like, Chad Gable got a win last week just to make Jinder look stronger this week. I don't know. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this?
Yeah, well, I agree with Jinder Mahal getting something. He comes in, he has nothing. He was getting beat by Chad freaking Gable. You know, he lost his title to Orton. He's just been on a big-time losing streak. So, yeah, in order for them to do something with him, they have to put him on the big dog. Otherwise, and also it's a great way to take the big dog away from the picture, but, you know, we'll get into that later. But, yeah, giving Jinder something to do with the big dog because, you know, other than that, where does he go from here? He's already jobbed to everybody here recently. I mean, it's going to be hard for them to turn this guy into something else other than a jobber to the stars at this point. So, that's what he's going to do. He's going to be fodder for Roman Reigns, coming up for the next month or so.
Do they think that Roman Reigns is going to get cheered because they're going to boo Jinder? Like, are they still working on this project that is failed? They're like, let's try him with Jinder. Jinder gets heat, and maybe they'll cheer for Roman. In this match, Jinder Mahal beats Gable.
Well, I wasn't surprised that he beat Gable. You know, I have mixed feelings on this because I think you're right. I think putting Roman Reigns up against a clear heel, maybe because people don't like Jinder Mahal. So put him up against somebody that people don't like, you know, make people confused on as to who they should be going for, and they'll probably end up going over for, you know, good old Roman. But I got to tell you, what I saw out of Roman tonight, we'll talk about the match later, I'm not so sure I'm pleased with the program between Jinder and Roman. I'm really not. And I'll give my reasons why when we get to the end. But, you know, Jinder Mahal, I've never been a fan of his. I really never have been. So I really could care less what he does, frankly.
All right. Fair enough. Let's see. Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler versus Rhino and Heath Slater, and Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre obviously win. I didn't see it, but Minister of Sinister, how are they coming off?
Who was this again? Let's see. Heath Slater
McIntyre
and Ziggler. Yeah. McIntyre and Ziggler, yeah. I thought they came off. They're not coming off as entertaining, but they are coming off as heavy hitters, is what I'm thinking. They're trying to make them look like real roughhousers or, you know, just behemoth type of guy, this McIntyre, man. It was a quick thing, boom, boom, boom. And it was vicious McIntyre at the end. They have a move called, can't remember what he said, Zigzag Claymore was the name of that combination move. It's, you know, McIntyre, he's going to have to speak on the mic at some point, or unless Ziggler's going to be his mouthpiece. I'll tell you what, though, Ziggler has improved as far as the mouthpiece goes, but I don't remember him cutting any package, any promo or anything tonight.
It says here, Double L, that there was a 3MB chant, and that as Slater got in the ring with Drew McIntyre. What did you make of this whole thing?
You know, the second I saw, you know, when he came back from the commercial break and I saw Rhino and Slater, I went, oh, okay, so who's going to beat him? And who is it? And then when McIntyre and Ziggler came out, I thought, okay, yeah, they got to start pushing these guys if they want to make something of them. And, you know, Minister, I think the whole point is it's not supposed to be high-flying and entertaining. They're there to destroy people. And I think that's what they're trying to do, is to push this McIntyre destroying people. Ziggler will do the high flying when it's needed. McIntyre's just there to punish people. And I think that's going to be their whole shtick, at least for now. So, you know, they've got to come out and have quick 3-4 minute matches where they just demolish whoever is on the other side of them. There was no promo from them tonight. There was, you know, no words. It was just, they came out, they bashed, they got out. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, but yeah, there was 3MB chants. In fact, Slater got in there and said, Drew McIntyre, welcome back, baby. And then McIntyre just demolished them. There was no 3MB there at all. It was hilarious. It was the kind of match you actually expected, honestly. It was the match you expected, which wasn't much.
Assume that 3MB eventually will all three be heels. It'd be cool if they were all together once, like the Shield. And if they could do the Shield versus 3MB, wow, I guess. What an interesting concept. All right, so it says Elias versus Bobby Roode, and Bobby Roode wins. So apparently Elias loses. Minister of Sinister, why did Elias lose?
Well, he cut a brilliant promo going in, too, man. He was awesome tonight as he was shitting on Long Island. He just shit all over them about Billy Joel and stuff. It was pretty good. Elias losing, though, you know, he's losing because that's his role right now, I guess, man. I mean, I think Elias should be winning everything, but I like the guy. I'm biased towards Elias, but. I mean, you know, they're going to try to do something with Bobby Roode, obviously, as a baby face. So why not put a top heel in the mid card, Elias, in there with Bobby Roode to see what he can continue doing as a baby face. But I don't think he's going to work as a baby face. I mean, we've already had this discussion. The match was good, though. Elias is a good worker. You know, he's a good worker, but there was some chants going on that were kind of distracting. I couldn't tell what they were. I was doing other things as well. But anyway, Bobby Roode with the pin at the end, glorious DDT. It wasn't surprising at all.
Minister is biased for Elias. There's a t-shirt for you, WWE.
There you
I'm
go.
Biased for Elias. Elias, I'm fresh, I'm Elias. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Elias. Elias. Double L, Elias loses.
This was actually a really good match. I really enjoyed this one. But the thing about Elias losing, he had to drop one to Bobby Roode because you cannot bring Bobby Roode, the former United States champion, over from SmackDown and have him lose three matches in a row to Elias. You would bury Bobby Roode. Would bury him before he even had a chance to get on his feet. So I was expecting Bobby Roode to win, which, I mean, creates a few. These guys were good in the ring together tonight. They really were. There's a few botches, obviously, but you expect that. But overall, these guys got some pretty decent chemistry in the ring, so I don't think it's a bad idea to keep this going with these two. I think both of them have a great opportunity at the Money in the Bank ladder match, so maybe they end up fighting in a qualifying match for that. Why not keep it going? So good match. I enjoyed it. I got to give him this one.
All right. Fair enough. Don't forget, later on, I have all the predictions we made from Backlash, and we will see if we were right, and we will see if we were wrong. And also, if you want to join in the conversation, just go to Google and type in Bud's Back Room, and it'll take you right there, and you'll see the Fallout page, or you can go to WrestleCorp.com and see that as well. All right, before we go to the break, let's talk about Seth Rollins versus Mojo Rawley. In an open challenge, Mojo Rawley, I didn't know he was on Raw, and I caught the end. This is where I came in, so I caught the end of the match, and it seemed like Rawley gave Rollins more bite than he thought. Minister of Sinister, what do you think?
Man, he did. He lit a match under Seth Rollins' ass. That's what I think. I mean, he did a great job, Mojo Rawley. I was not expecting such a good match from Mojo Rawley. It was very entertaining. I was entertained by Mojo Rawley. I never thought I would say that. But putting him in there with Seth Rollins tonight in an impromptu match that I was not expecting was excellent. I thought it was great. It lasted a good little while, too. And there was even a commercial break, I think, in between. So, yeah, it lasted a good while, man. But, in the end, of course, and Seth Rollins, man, every time he looks like he's going to blow another knee out there, bouncing around like an acrobat and stuff. But, he got his super kicks in there at the end with a shoulder block and kicked him in with the in the midsection and hit him down with the stomp, set him in place and stuff for the stomp. And it was 1-2-3, Seth Rollins, still your champion. And it appears that he's going to go on that run, man. He's going to have a run, at least 7 months, at least. At least seven.
At least.
Months.
Double L, the fighting champion, gets Mojo Rawley, the winner of the Under the Giant Battle Royal.
Yeah, I think we all talked about how that, what that does for a wrestler's career. Like Minister, I was actually really surprised with this match. I thought they were going to squash Mojo. I thought Seth was going to come in, kick him in the midsection, and give him the curb stop. I mean, that's what I thought was going to happen, honestly. But Mojo came out, and he actually wrestled a pretty good match. He fought hard, looked good, too. So, what does that tell you about what they might want to do with Mojo? They might want to bring him up a bit. I mean, he's clearly a heel. People don't like him. They were chanting, "We want Ryder," which I thought was awesome. But he put on a good show, and you know what? Seth Rollins can make anybody look good. He's just that damn good at what he does. So, I mean, they are definitely going to keep – I had a thought, because Rollins keeps saying he's going to be a fighting champion. He wants the IC title to be the most prestigious title on Raw. I'm wondering if they're going to plan on keeping the strap on Lesnar for a while, because you've got the IC championship being defended weekly. When you got somebody like Rollins holding that belt, man, you don't need Lesnar in the Universal Championship. Screw that. Keep making Rollins the number one guy on Raw. Why not? He's proving that he deserves it.
Monday Night Rollins. All right, so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about Raw. I actually saw this last part, so that's cool. We're going to go over our predictions, and we're going to talk about what's going on in the wrestling world. If you want to call in, 619-924-0815. I do believe I'm getting close to summoning the Howevers, and it might happen sooner than later. Please go to Bud's Backroom on Discuss and WrestleCorp.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network.
We are the World Generation Podcast Network. Which generation? My generation. Your generation. Our generation. The World Generation.
World Generation.
On Sunday nights, wander through the ether on the greatest talk show. That's on 9 p.m., 11 Eastern Time. If you like wrestling, you can listen to Monday Night Fallout. That's Monday nights, 9:30 Mountain, 11:30 Eastern, right after Raw. Tuesdays, do Something Stupid with Mike Santori. Facing Tuesdays, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesdays, get a double dose of wrestling with Hollywood's Tony P. Talking wrestling with his father, Lou. And that's at noon Eastern. And then Wednesday nights, the IWC returns. Midnight Eastern Standard Time. The Internet's own Minister of Sinister hosts his own show, Fatal 4-Way Radio. That's on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on Fridays, there's Rank You Very Much with headliner Joe Bates. The World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay tuned for more information.
Listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to Monday Night Fallout. I am T-Rock Plutonium, head booker of the IWC. And yes, Wednesday, IWC returns, and it's going to be great. The axe has fallen on the IWC, and a king of the IWC. It's going to be, I don't know, the night the axe reigns supreme. All right, where were we? Okay, so we did Seth Rollins. We did, that was it. Was that it? That was Raw.
That was Raw.
Oh my God. Okay. Minister of Sinister.
Hey, look, check it out. The whole thing with Seth Rollins there, I mean, it's not like you could have had and Ryder, right? Because they did that little Ryder thing. It's not like you could have had Ryder come out and taking a beating from Seth Rollins. I mean, that would have got him a lot of booze. Ryder's the hometown hero there.
They should have done that. Like, that would have been cool. Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel versus Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. And I think here's a couple things I think about this. First, I think that that Corey Graves said that they should leap into the lake, and they should. I think that Curtis Axel leaps into the lake, becomes perfect. I think Bo Dallas leaps into the lake and becomes Bo leaves. In the deletion, and I think that's what you have to do with these two, because I don't know. But I like the fact that Matt and Bray are winning. I think it was neat that Bray gets to wrestle his brother. That's cool. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this one?
I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. I thought the Deleters of Worlds, you know, they're new to me with this whole Hardy thing. It's new to me, and I'm still enjoying it. I'm still trying to talk like him and sometimes imitate him and stuff. I'm trying to be funny with it. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the gimmick. And I'm a real gimmick guy, so this is right up my alley. The match was
ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
We'll get to your thoughts on that match, but right now it's your turn, Minister. Isn't this fun? This is a fun way to. It's a fun way to spend a Monday evening, isn't it? Isn't it just
delightful?
Delightful, splendid. All right, so we're playing Name That Tune. If you know it in the chat, Bud's Backroom or WrestleCorp.com, type it out. Minister can't look. Double L can't look, and I'll ask both of them. So, Minister of Sinister, I have 1, 3, and 4 left.
I'm going to take number one.
Number one, name that tune. Minister, do you know it?
I do not know it.
Double L, do you know it?
I've got what I think might be an idea.
Think.
But I'm not positive on it.
Not positive. All right, let's see. Let's play it again a little longer.
I'm going to take a guess here and say that it was somebody from the 90s. Anybody's guess on who, though?
Anybody's guess on who? All right. Is that the correct answer? No. Double L, do you know who it is?
I want to say somebody from late 90s, early 2000s. I'm going to guess Hardcore Holly. For some reason, that's ringing a bell.
And Mumra thought the same as you in the chat. Mumra also, Mumra, the World Generation Podcast Champion, got it wrong. Mumra got it wrong. And let's check out if our NXT friend, he says, I hope I don't miss the next name that tune. Well, because he's getting us stepped away. The correct answer is the Acolyte Protection.
Oh,
damn it.
Hey. The Acolyte.
That's absolutely right.
The Acolyte.
Shit.
And Bradshaw did good after that. Like, poor Farouk. He's relegated to one word. Relegated to a single, solitary word. Okay, Minister, you were talking about the match with the Deleters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had a good hard-hitting match, I thought. There was very little of that headlock stuff going around. Like last night, but there was quite a few clotheslines, man. There was clotheslines left and right in this match, and I thought it was good, but at the end it was a double team Sister Abigail for the win, no less.
Do you think that maybe they'll join together? You think that's a positive idea?
I wouldn't mind seeing it. I'd like to see a big gang like that. Again, you don't see it anymore. You don't see the big gangs, you know, the big factions. You don't see that anymore. You see just three guys. That's it. I want to see four. I want to see five. I want to see them include a woman even. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Let's bring all this shit together.
Bring in a Sister Abigail. Maybe she manifests because she comes out. I swear she should just come out of the lake. Sister Abigail should just come out of the lake. But she was,
should have been in
she
the
was separated, right? But think about it. She was separated from Bray Wyatt, right, in the lake. Apparently, that's what happened. What if she was separated into a physical form? You know what I mean? That way, you could play that whole crap up. She'd be super supernatural, and you could bring in somebody.
Well, there you go. What if you booked?
That's why I'm the head booker of the IWC. See, I know what I'm doing, and I have vision. Well,
why don't you book it?
Double L.
You know, the leader of worlds, they're fun to watch in the ring. They're great watching in the ring. That's what I'm going to say about them. I think because the last couple times why they did a double Sister Abigail is because whatever finisher that they were trying to work just didn't work. Like, they just couldn't make it look good. It didn't really look like anything. So I think the the double works. It works really well. It looks great. I don't like Axel and Dallas joining them. I think it would bring them down a few notches. It's because Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel are nothing right now. They are nothing. And so I don't think it would raise them up. I think it would bring the leader of worlds down. That's my thinking on that. I love Sister Abigail coming out of the lake, though. You know, I mean, T-Rock, there is a reason you are the head booker, and that's it right there.
Could you see the shot, though? It'll
never happen.
Right? You could see her. You got to film it backwards. Here's a trick, everybody. You film it backwards of her going backwards into the water, and it looks like she's coming out of the water. Or you do it where she's in the water and coming out of the water. You could do that, too, but you can also do it backwards, which would be cool. But, yeah, you get some weird-looking chick. Ruby Riott would have been perfect for that. Just put Beaky in a Beaky in a
yeah,
wig
she
in a. She would have been good. All right, qualifying triple threat: Finn Balor, Roman Reigns, Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn taking the pin. Roman Reigns and Jinder Mahal's gonna start a program, and Finn Balor is moving on to Money in the Bank. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this? And do you like the Roman Reigns Jinder Mahal feud going forward?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it one bit. They needed something for Roman Reigns, and they needed something for Jinder Mahal, because obviously after last night, did you guys see the footage of the crowd leaving early last night during Reigns' match, no less? It's clear. The fans do not want anything to do with Roman Reigns. The majority have spoken, so they need to get him out of there somehow, some way. And this whole thing with Jinder Mahal is the only solution they have right now for him. And I think it's a good move that they did with Finn Balor on this match, putting him inside the Money in the Bank. But what I really enjoyed the most out of this match, though, and not to be a Roman hater, though, I really did enjoy how they beat the crap out of him, man, and took him out of the match and stuff. And the crowd seemed to agree with it as well.
They
so
loved
was,
it, man.
Really
did you see? Did you hear him go crazy when they beat the shit and they went nuts?
And so I loved it. I applauded WWE while I was watching it. I even went into a chat room and I commented, I can't believe what I'm witnessing, because it was something new to me. But you know what? Fuck it. They need to keep going with it, man. Get Reigns as far from the picture and get Braun Strowman in the title picture. Do something with that guy. But yeah, I thought it was a great match.
The Burying God in the chat said Zack Ryder defeated Curt Hawkins on the main event. The Burying God, the former Legends champion. Wow, we have a lot of champions and former champions in the IWC. That's pretty awesome. Double L, I still don't think that putting Roman and Jinder together, I mean, Jinder's still going to get booed, but so is Reigns. Like, they're not going to get cheers out of this, and they should book Reigns as a heel. Like, he should be getting booed, and that's what I think. Double L, what do you think?
Yes, I agree, because that's what I was going to talk about earlier, because here's the deal. The viciousness that Reigns had tonight, the whole I don't give a damn about anybody or anything attitude, that is the only thing that is going to save him. You know, he needs to turn complete heel, no mic in his hand ever. He just comes out, beats the crap out of people, and leaves. You know, I mean, I wish they could still flip off the audience. Have him do that, you know, as he's leaving. You know, get people to hate him, and they're going to love to hate him. Instead of just hating him, period. You know, so I think booking him with Jinder, if anything, it's going to put Jinder over. Because people hate Reigns that much. So give him the nasty heel, say, fine, y'all don't believe in me, y'all get it. Fine, screw you. I ain't doing this for you anyway. I'm doing this for me, and you're not going to hear another word from me. And then go silent on the mic, because I think that's what really killed him, was anytime he had the mic in his hand. Never been his in-ring ability. It's been the mic in his hand. That's always been the problem. So,
suffering.
I don't
suffering
know. I don't like it.
Suffering.
Yeah, I mean, the match itself was great. You knew Balor had to move on. You have to see Balor in the Money in the Bank ladder match. You just do. I knew Zayn wasn't going to win, because now you're going to have a Kevin Owens-Zayn feud. Because if you notice, Kevin Owens didn't come out at any point, even after they did the promo of Zayn asking him to have his back. He didn't. So that's going to continue their feud. So, I mean, the only logical choice was Balor to win. It was a great match. I actually thought Reigns did pretty damn good in the match. He looked good. I'm not a fan of his, but he looked pretty good. So, you know, it was a great way to end Raw. I'm not a fan of Jinder Mahal and Roman Reigns, but like Minister said, you got to do something with both these guys. You know, you can't let them just fade away. They've invested too much in these two. You have to keep them relevant in some way.
All right. Well, that seems to be the end of Raw. I am going to abstain from reviewing it because I didn't get to see it. What I did see, I thought was good. So, but I'm not going to review it. Minister of Sinister, out of 10, what do you got?
I think it was a fair Raw. It wasn't the best Raw, but it wasn't the worst Raw. It had its ups and downs. It had some good solid points in there. I really love what they did with Reigns tonight. Not to be a Reigns hater, but I love what they did. They put a beat down on him, took him out of that match completely. The fans freaking loved it. I think they got their answer on him, even though it's not the answer they wanted. But still, it was a decent show. I would like to give it a 7, but I think I'm going to go 6.5. 6.5.
6.5. And if you're in the chat thread on Bud's Backroom or WrestleCorp, please give us your rating out of 10, and we'll read it live on the air on Monday Night Fallout. Double L, what did you give tonight's performance?
I liked it. I actually was pretty entertained with Raw this week. So I'm actually going to give it a 7. Normally, I don't rate that high, but this I thought tonight's program, minus the Lashley bit, was actually pretty good overall. So I'm going to give it a 7.
Give it a 7. All right. So it seems to be a little better. Last week it was 5s. This week it was 7s. And there you go. Who knows what will happen on SmackDown. I'm sure we'll get more information as we go along, and you can probably hear about that on Wednesday and Minister's show. All right, so last week we made predictions, all of us, about Backlash pay-per-view, and the Backlash pay-per-view happened. If you want to hear our in-depth analysis, you can go back and listen on the World Generation Podcast Network. I was not there because I had better things to do, but Hollywood Tony P was nice enough to step in for me. Hey, yeah, I'm head booker. I can do what I want, really. You know, what are you talking about? So let's start with our Backlash predictions and see how we did. Now, remind me, how did the show start? What was the first match?
You have got to be kidding me.
Seth Rollins versus The Miz, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody could remember. All right. So, what? Hello? Testing. So I said Seth Rollins. Minister of Sinister said Seth Rollins. And Double L said Seth Rollins. We were all absolutely correct. Minister, what do you think of that?
We all knew what was going to happen, man. There was no way they were going to take the title. As much as I would have loved to have seen that title with The Miz on SmackDown so that he could have his cake and eat it too or what have you, it just wasn't going to happen. We all knew better than that.
Double L, really good match, but Rollins retained. We all knew.
Oh, yeah. It was a really good match. I mean, they weren't going to put the IC title and the United States title over on SmackDown. Rollins is way too hot right now. People are absolutely loving him. I mean, the last two Mondays when he's gone out to cut his promo before his match, I mean, you know, the chance of you deserve it. And, he's more over than anybody I've seen in a long time. So you can't take the belt off him that quickly. But we knew that was going to happen. But it was an awesome match. It was really great.
Yeah, I would recommend if anybody wanted to see anything about Backlash, that would be the match. Let's go to the chat thread. Mumrock gives it a 6.5, and that's what we got so far. All right, the second match. What was the second match? I don't remember.
Man, I've got to pull this up for you. Jeez.
You're going to pull it? Oh, nobody remembers what the second match was. It was that.
Come on, Tony. That was Sunday, man. It's Monday.
Well, yeah, but everyplace else doesn't have it in order. No one has it in order. They're just going all willy-nilly. Like, do you want to go? We can go all willy-nilly because, you know, but I don't remember the order.
Let's go in order then.
I don't know. What's the order? Was it the women after? Was it Alexa versus Nia?
I think so.
Fine, let's just talk about Alexa versus Nia since that seems to be the consensus. All right, Alexa versus Nia. I said that Nia Jax was going to win. Minister of Sinister said Nia Jax was going to win. And Double L said Nia Jax was going to win. Double L, Nia Jax won.
She did. She did. It wasn't a surprise. But like I said last night on the after show, you know, Alexa, she put up a hell of a fight. I was pretty impressed. You know, I thought for a minute there, maybe she had a chance. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, who we thought was going to win won. So no big surprise.
Minister of Sinister, was there anything with her tonight?
With who?
With the winner, the women's.
No.
Nia Jax, no, there was no Nia Jax tonight, oddly enough. But, yeah, I thought, you know, last night we all thought Nia Jax would retain, and that's exactly what happened. Nia Jax still looks like she's going to hurt somebody out there, though, regardless of what I said the week before.
She looks like she's going to hurt someone?
Yeah, including herself, man. The way she was on that turnbuckle and then she went to go do a spot. I mean, she almost hit her head. She came, like, really close to hitting her head on that steel step.
And Alexa Bliss apparently injured. That's the rumor.
That's
the
word going around, shoulder injury. Shoulder injury.
I mean, even if it's just to work, it's a good way to keep her off of, you know, I say take her off of TV for a while, but if they're going to put her in the Money in the Bank, maybe it wasn't that severe. You know what I mean? Maybe she was still in that promo. We have no predictions for Randy Orton because I listened last week and I totally skipped over that. But let's go to Minister of Sinister first. Randy Orton and Jeff Hardy. Do you like good match, right?
Yeah, well, you know, the same old workhorses. same old workhorses. I called Jeff Hardy to win that match, even in previous discussions or in other discussions. And that was what happened, I think. Yeah, that's what happened. So,
surprise. Did you think that Randy Orton was going to win?
I was rooting for Jeff Hardy because he's one of my favorite wrestlers. I was a little surprised that Orton didn't win, but not all at the same time. Because, you know, I mean, Hardy just won it, just brought it to SmackDown. So I would have been surprised had he lost. But, I mean, it was like Minister said, it's two old school guys doing what they did back in the 2000s, man. You know, it was great to see. It was a slow-paced match, but that's Orton's style. You know, when Hardy gets his opportunity to go high-flying, he does. But it was a good match. But, yeah, I had Hardy winning that one.
Oh, okay, good. All right, so next was, I don't know what was next, but we'll just say Carmella.
Elias. It was Elias's.
I don't think any of us predicted that. I mean, I guess we predicted that Elias.
No, we didn't.
Not a prediction.
Daniel Bryan, Big Cass was next.
Okay. I had no answer. Minister of Sinister said Daniel Bryan was going to lose, and Double L had no answer. Because, again, I skipped over it because Name That Tune came up. Minister, you were wrong.
I was. I was really hoping that that The Miz would come out and help out Big Cass. I was looking for something creative like that. And I went with my thoughts instead of, you know, logic. How are you going to have Daniel Bryan lose after he just came back, including, you know, a match that's going to start up a feud. However, I did like the way it was worked out in the end with the beatdown that Big Cass provided to Daniel Bryan. But, you know, I thought it should have been more severe.
Yeah, and I don't think it did much. I don't think it did much for Big Cass because he lost. Double L, well, I don't know. We didn't get your prediction, but who did you think was going to win?
I didn't see Daniel Bryan losing. I really didn't. You know, they got to get some W's under his belt, you know, to push him up to probably where they're going to want to end up pushing him to. You know, and rarely do you see a you know, extremely overfaced like Daniel Bryan get beaten by, you know, a newly reemerging superstar like Big Cass, who looked like crap, by the way. I thought he looked terrible in that match. Bryan carried him the entire way. So I had Bryan winning that one. I didn't see him losing, at least not yet. Not yet.
All right. Next was the Carmella.
Let me see. Yes.
All right. I had Carmella. Ellsworth comes back. That's what I said. Manager of Sinister has said Carmella in a heel way. And Double L said Carmella would cheat to win. So Double L, we were all right.
Yep. Well, she didn't and I was cheat. Frank. I was surprised she didn't cheat. She won the match.
We were
legit.
Right about her winning, yeah, but she didn't cheat, man. She won clean.
She won clean.
Each of us, hold on, wait, real quick. Each of us has it, because I said Ellsworth would come back. That's interference. That's cheating. Minister of Sinister said in a heel way. That's kind of cheating. You said cheating. Like, we all thought. We were all wrong about that one.
Yeah, we were.
Double L. I'm sorry, I interrupted you, and I felt bad for it.
Oh, no, it's all good. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Carmella, at least not yet, but I haven't seen enough of her. So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, because she looked good last night in the match. She really did. And so, you know, I wasn't surprised that she won, but I did expect cheating in some way. I did. So I was
and
surprised.
There was none. Yeah, yep. Minister, no cheating.
I did too, yeah. I was expecting the Iconics to come out, especially after watching them here recently, how they've been hanging out with Carmella. I was totally expecting something like that, but it never happened. But you know what? I'm actually happy that it didn't happen like that. I'm actually happy that, I mean, she freaking beat Charlotte Flair, man, in the middle of the ring, straight. She did not cheat to do it. Yeah, she was a heel throughout the match and everything, but when it got down to that pin, there was nothing, no shenanigans involved. No funny business, man.
No, it was just a deep cover. It was just a deep cover.
Yeah.
It was, and she exploited a weakness, kicked her in the leg, and it was a deep cover. Like, seriously, good on for that one. All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, more about what our predictions, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Money in the Bank, and then we'll leave with a smile. If you want to go to Minister of Sinister, what is the actual Facebook? World Generation?
Yes, World Generation. Let me see. Let me pull it up here just for you.
What is the Twitter? World Gen.
Yeah. It's World Generation on Facebook. The Twitter is World Gen Podcast. At
World Gen
Podcast.
Cast or casts? Plural.
Cast.
World Gen Podcast on Twitter. All right, I'll have to fix that in all the commercials. All right, well, everybody, stay tuned. 619-924-0815. Go check out Bud's Backroom, WrestleCorp, with all your news, breaking news, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be back after this. Want to do another radio show? Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it Drinking Soda, but you don't want to call it soda, because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop, you Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday nights? Okay. Well, you did Ripping Fridays, you did Saturday Night Special, you did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great.
Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye.
Hello, my name's Hollywood Tony P. I'm the voice of the IWC, manager to the stars. I'm also a wrestling fan. I've been so since I can remember. And this is Lou. Lou has been watching wrestling since the days of Bruno Sammartino. Lou is from Brooklyn. Oh yeah.
Lou still thinks that wrestling is real. Join us Wednesdays at noon Eastern on the World Generation Podcast Network. And we're talking WWE.
Oh yeah. Lou is my father.
Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Welcome back, everyone, to Monday Night Fallout, your home for all things wrestling related. And don't forget Wednesday also, the IWC Wednesday night. And it's going to be great. Qualifying matches for King of the IWC will start taking place. And that pay-per-view will happen next month. All right, where were we, Carmella? All right, what was after that?
Styles and Nakamura.
Styles and Nakamura, again, no predictions. Minister of Sinister, what did you predict on your show?
I finally ended up going with AJ Styles.
And so you won. Double L, did you think Nakamura was going to win?
I actually did think they were going to finally put the strap on Nakamura. I did.
I was hoping.
Start his reign. Yep. This match pissed me off. Oh, my God. This match pissed me off. Ugh.
Really?
Stick thinking about it.
Well, he should have had – I listened to the other podcast, and Matt Morgan was saying that, you know, AJ kind of looked stupid without – for having not having a cup, but getting him back with a low blow kind of saved it a little because that was like what the writers – you know, they had written that ahead of time. That was where they were going with it. But I still think that he should have been wearing a cup. Like, you don't know that Shinsuke likes to punch you in the balls? Like, you should know that by now. Like, if you're facing Shinsuke, you should know that he's going to punch you in the balls. Like, am I the only one who doesn't understand why Shinsuke likes the ball area?
I don't know, man. Go ahead. Double L.
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, this is their third match. It was booked at WrestleMania as the dream match. And this is the crap we get. A double count out because they kick each other in the balls at the same time for the second time? What the hell? Kind of an ending to a pay-per-view championship match is that when a month ago they were booking these guys as the dream freaking match. I was so pissed off. I was so mad watching that last night.
So mad. Mad enough to punch you in the balls.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
And double L, it landed on you, so are you ready?
All right. Oh, I suppose
right.
I am.
Four or five?
Oh, let's go with five.
I'm sorry, three or four? Four?
Four. Yeah, let's go with four.
Let's go with four. Okay, and this is everybody out there. Name that tune if you want to go to Bud's back room and put your answer there. Or in WrestleCorp, Minister and Double L are not looking right now. So here we go. Name that tune. Double L, do you have any idea?
Oh. I think I might. Oh.
Minister, do you know it?
Without a doubt.
Oh,
Minister.
Oh, man.
Minister Sinister, do you know it?
Yeah, without a doubt.
I'm going to be kicking myself then.
All right,
it's
well.
The Bushwhackers.
Is that your guess?
Yeah, the Bushwhackers.
Is it the Bushwhackers? Not the Bushwhackers. So Double L has a free, you have a free pass at this. You can't steal. Do you want to hear some more?
Yes, please.
All right, free pass. Let's take a listen.
Ah, you got me. I don't have it.
He doesn't have it. Let's go to the chat thread and see if anybody got it. No, nobody got it. The answer is the Sandman. The Sandman.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that one.
Minister, not the Bushwhackers.
That's my answer. That's my standard answer, man. But no, man, I should have had that. Oh man, I used to watch.
I bet KB would have gotten it if he was here. But he's taking care of lumber.
He would have definitely known it.
Oh yeah,
he's
without a doubt.
Care of lumberjack business. All right. What happened after AJ Styles? The tag match that nobody knew.
Tag match.
I said Braun and Lashley. Minister of Sinister said Lashley eats the pin. He was brought in. They brought in Bobby Lashley to ruin Braun Strowman. And Double L said he didn't know. All right. So I think we all kind of agreed that you know, they would win. Double L, what did you think of that match? You said you didn't know last week.
I don't remember saying I didn't know because I was going with Strowman and Lashley. It was kind of a squash match in a way. Like, there wasn't really much from Zayn and Owens at all, so I wasn't surprised that Strowman just came in and just demolished them at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I thought that should have been booked before the IC title match, frankly.
You think that should have been early?
Yeah.
You think it should have been – it should have opened the show. Why not? Open the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why they had that so high in the card. I really don't.
Open it. Well, I don't know, because think about it. It was lost in the pay-per-view. So if what if you put the Intercontinental Championship in that spot and it's lost in the pay-per-view? Or it was too long and they knew that they were going to be long with Roman Reigns was going to be long and they didn't want to put a long match, three long matches in a row, because AJ and Nakamura would have been long. And then that one was a long match, and that would have been three long matches. I think pacing had to do with it. I bet you anything. It was
whatever the hell it was. Whatever the hell it was, man, it was crap. It was a bunch of freaking crap, man. that they served us. It was hot garbage. You know,
I agree.
They completely demolished freaking Zayn and Owens going into Raw right from the start, man. Turned them into freaking clowns by making them chicken shit heels the way they did. And, I mean, even bigger chicken shit heels than they have been. And it's just terrible. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
There are two heel jobbers to the stars. Like, Zayn took the pin tonight. He took the pin. Like, he was there to take the pin. So,
yeah.
Good for him. Like, and then so he's going to feud with Owens. Do we want to see this? Like, okay, anyway. So then we'll go to the main event. And I titled this episode Brock versus Reigns Part 4. And apparently, if you're following along, Roman Reigns is now, Brock Lesnar is now Ivan Drago. And Rocky Balboa is being played by Roman Reigns, and we'll get Lana will come in there and do her Russian gimmick, and it'll be perfect for the match that nobody really wanted to see. And I feel bad for Titus because he's Apollo Creed. All right, so I said Samoa Joe. Reigns keeps losing. Minister said Samoa Joe. And Double L says Joe goes over. So we were all wrong. Minister of Sinister, we were all wrong.
Yeah, we were all wrong. We were all wrong on that. All along, it was going to be Roman Reigns no matter what. And that's what. And then the people. And then they you know what, man? Such, you know, they never, ever have the WWE title featured on the last match. When was the last time they'd done that? You know, and I think the people sent a strong message last night by leaving during that Samoa Joe Roman Reigns match. Did you guys see that video? Go look for it. It's out there. I mean, they sent a strong message, man. They're pissed off. And so tonight, I think that they answered by taking Roman Reigns out of that match and taking him out of the equation altogether. They have no choice, man. They have no choice but to fucking go back, rewrite some shit for Roman Reigns, rework his program. They got to do something. They got to do something with this guy. They're after
him. But he's going to Brock, though. Double L. Brock and Roman Reigns. Obviously, it's going to happen again.
Yeah, I mean, because they mentioned it again tonight. You know, that Roman made a comment. I may not have the title, but I'm the real champion and all that crap, blah, blah, blah. So you know something's going to give there. They can't keep mentioning it without having something happen. This WWE doesn't work that way. I was actually surprised that it was the headlining match. I mean, granted, they've been pushing it. I get that. But it didn't need – I mean, in the old days, they used to push matches like, you know, Shawn Michaels versus Chris Masterpiece. You know, the Masterpiece. But it was a mid-card match because – the championship match was the big one. So I was not thrilled that they had it be the main event. I think Minister's absolutely right. The people sent a message. Dude, we do not want Roman Reigns headlining pay-per-views anymore. Get him off of that. I think it didn't matter who he was wrestling. You know, it could have been The Rock coming back, and they probably still would have walked away. You know, I mean, this was a big – they pumped this match up big with Joe and all the promos that Joe cut. And to have him lose really surprised me. I mean, in a way, you know, they kind of had to have Reigns win just because he would be 100% lost in the shuffle if he lost, like done deal. And I don't think they've 100% given up on him yet. I didn't see Joe losing this match. I was really surprised and a little upset by it.
In the chat thread, Double L's opponent at King of the IWC, the Burying God, the former Legends champion, says Bliss filmed another WWE Network show with Braun today. So maybe it was just a rumor that people picked up on. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was just she was selling real well. You know, that does happen sometimes. And Best Friends NXT says people leaving the arena during Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe. It's an indication that what the WWE right now is not working. They better change it if they don't want it to happen again. All right, so We were – no titles changed hands. We were pretty much correct. I mean, we only got the main event wrong, but haven't we been getting this Roman Reigns thing wrong? Like, he was supposed to win at Mania. He was supposed to win at the Royal Rumble. Like, and then he didn't. And then this time he did win. when he should have lost. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't understand it either. I mean, it's not very often that you have a big name superstar and you don't know what they're going to do with it. You know, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you can sit there and say, yep, he's going to win. And very rarely you go, wait, he didn't? What? Why? Why not? You know, and so my big thing with, you know, matches like the Styles and Nakamura match and with Roman Reigns is they keep, it's like the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result from the crowd. We're sick of seeing these same matches every freaking pay-per-view. Stop it. You know, and especially with Reigns, man, they definitely are done.
So what would happen if they end up doing some crap like pairing Reigns with Samoa Joe?
They would pair them together.
What
you
would
really
happen?
Think that as a team?
Well, you know, it's WWE. You can never say never. Where
as a team,
go?
Really?
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
That was straight up punishment. I won't lie. Like,
where will they stop? Damn it!
For your comment about Roman. But you know what? They're on two different brands, so you can't. But that comment deserves a name that tune. All right, there is one left. All right, everybody in Bud's back room, and we're probably going to end the show a little early. Why not? Because, you know, we'll talk a little bit about Money in the Bank here in a second, but yeah, we'll probably end at the half hour because, you know, we're pretty much getting through everything. This is Name That Tune for Minister of Sinister. There is only one left.
No.
Guys in the chat thread, Minister and Double L are not looking anymore, so go to Bud's back room or WrestleCorp.com. Put in your thoughts, and here we go with Name That Tune. Minister, do you know it? Well, if Double L doesn't know it, you can get more.
I need more. I need more.
Double L, do you know it?
I have an idea, but I think I'm wrong.
All right, so let's give a little chat thread. Nobody, not yet. Wait for it. No, here we go again. Let's listen. I need your answer, Minister.
I'm going to have to go with Kane.
Kane. Is it Kane? Double L, do you have an answer?
I'm going to throw it out there because it sounds like old ministry days. I'm going to say Midian.
Is it Midian? Nobody in the chat thread got it. Nobody. Wow. I thought these were, like, easy tonight, and nobody's gotten any one of them. Like, it's very interesting. This was hard, though. This was a very hard one. It was the Ringmaster. The Ringmaster.
Oh,
Stone Cold
shit.
Steve Austin as the Ringmaster.
Oh, damn. I definitely would not have known that one.
No, me either.
No, I know. As I said, it was hard. Like, I picked a hard one. But I you got Mr. Perfect, so that's good, Minister. That's pretty awesome. All right. So do we need to talk about anything else? Money in the Bank. All right, so right now, we're not going to do our prediction show because it's not for a minute, but right now, how WWE is with Monday Night Raw, I'm asking the question, Minister, who wins the Money in the Bank ladder matches?
I'm going to say Finn Balor wins for the men. And for the women, I think they're going to go Bayley.
Isn't there two men's matches or just one?
Man, that's the question.
I've heard that. I don't remember. Well, I remember Angle saying that there's two men's matches, one for Raw, one for SmackDown, and two women's matches, one for Raw, one for SmackDown. That's what I saw.
And then during the show, they said that it was a one match, and that they were going to have four from Raw and four from SmackDown in it.
They said that as well?
I didn't hear that.
They did.
They said four from Raw, four from SmackDown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's so you say Finn Balor.
I say Finn Balor.
And Bayley, double L. Who would you like to see win? Now that you know it's from SmackDown or Raw, and there's only two.
I still am not convinced that's right, but. That's a tough one because to me it's either between Balor or The Miz because both of them could use it and both of them would go over like really well. I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to say Miz. It's going to be his championship run.
That's interesting. Miz does deserve a title run, and especially with Money in the Bank, he can be Mr. Money in the Bank now. I don't think he's ever had that, right? And then he can
run around. Well, no, he did. That's how he became the WWE champion.
Was he carrying around his briefcase for him?
You know,
Elias wins, followed by the women. I think they're high on Beaky. I bet Beaky wins with her crew. Like Beaky has the thing, and Beaky takes it. I think Beaky.
I thought she was eliminated tonight.
She was eliminated tonight.
Yeah, she was eliminated.
Not even going to be in it. Beaky's not in it.
Well, but that was one of the questions that they put out there, though, was does losing the match tonight, either the men's or the women's, are the losers immediately, you know, out of contention, or will there be second chances? The commentators actually
mentioned that. Well, we've seen it before where there's a second chance, or they come up with some other shit. We have,
but I was just totally wrong. I was just, you know, not paying attention. I think a heel, whatever heel. Who's a heel? Who's a good heel that would have it from Raw? I could see Alexa. If she's in it, give it to the heel, right? And then she can cash in. Or who else? Who from SmackDown? I don't know. Peyton and Royce. One of them. Royce.
Yeah. The idolic or whatever the hell they are.
Iconic.
Iconics, there you go.
Starting to dig those girls, man. I'm digging them.
What if they win and they say it's both of theirs? Which is, they're like it's ours. Like we won this, and you know, and she won it, but it's ours, and so she can cash in, and she can cash in, or it's like a free bird with a briefcase, which is so stupid. I don't know. I like the idea better of having one Raw, one SmackDown, and one just women's total. But then they probably felt they had to have two women's total. So they have to make it, you know what I mean? Have to be even with the men. I don't know.
Yeah, see, there's too many superstars to not have one for each brand. There's just too many. You know, to have four from each just doesn't make any sense to me. Now, this is a WWE. But there's also, and for the women, there's plenty of women now on each brand. They each could have their own. There's plenty. So it's not like the pickings are slim. So I don't know. I'm all confused.
I don't think they wanted to do four. I think they thought about three, but then they realized that they would have to do a second women's one too. And then they were like, well, we can't do three. We have to do four. And we'd much rather do only two rather than four because four overdoes it. Three. I would have liked the three. I thought it was good. I was thinking it all day. I was like, three, that's going to be good. Minister of Sinister, which one would you have?
But they realized this during the broadcast, though, because I clearly remember him saying that. I'm going to go back and watch it just for that. I remember them saying at the beginning that there was going to be two men's matches and one women's match. And then during the broadcast, he said that there was going to be, you know, one match with four from SmackDown and four from Raw.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's just like Alexa's injury. Like, what's going on with the news? Like, I don't know. Are they swerving us? Are they taking it away? Are they? I don't know. But I think Elias wins the Money in the Bank because he'd be a good heel to have it, and it would definitely propel him to doing something. You know, he could do his performances. But I think that, you know, on that note, I think we're gonna end it. So. Yeah, I don't see why not. Double L. Why don't you close yourself out and any last words about tonight or anything in the future?
Well, you know, I want to say about Raw tonight, I was actually pretty entertained. I thought it was a pretty good show. Backlash last night, disappointed me overall. You know, I just want to say thanks to those listening in Bud's Backroom, WrestleCorp. You know, the Lover Boy is here. He is the Legends Champion. He is the greatest Legends Champion in the history of the IWC. The Burying God has a problem with that. Well, he can come find me and we can chat that out. So my thanks to everybody who's listening. We look forward to seeing you guys on Wednesday night. The IWC, be there. Thank you all very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC Legends Champion. Double L, part of the Axis of Evolution, formed by KV, me, and him at the last pay-per-view. And we run things because we are the IWC, and no one shall stop us, especially you, Minister of Sinister, and your lackeys, Danny Newton and Johnson P. Derrywinkle. Your ministry is pathetic. It's a worthless pile of ash.
It's a conspiracy, man, and you're still going to go down. I'm going to find a way, T-Rock, to take you down. I'm going to find a way, and I'm going to have the people behind me, too. All of them are going to be behind me because everybody wants you to go down, T-Rock. Nobody likes you, man. And that's what we're going to do at the next pay-per-view at the Civic Center in North Dakota. All the people from North Dakota, they'll come out and see us. But I do want to say thank you, everybody, for listening to us in Bud's Back Room, also at WrestleCorp.com. And follow us on Facebook, World Generation Podcast. What is that? What did I tell you? Those two long. World Generation on Facebook and at World Gen Podcast on Twitter. Also, check out my show Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. And as always, remember to keep it real, keep it heel, and keep it sexy.
Hey, Minister, you should show up for Wednesday morning if you can. And talk to me.
I plan on it. I thought I heard you say that it was on earlier today, so I was really confused about that. But yeah, I plan on
Wednesdays. Today is not Wednesday. Oh no, earlier
Talking
today it was recorded.
Lou.
Lou's reactions were recorded live, and they will be played on Wednesday.
Ah, gotcha. Yes, perfect.
There you go. So we'll talk to you on Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. Minister. I'd like to thank everybody in the chat room, Yalissa, Mumra, El Vagabondo, Big Malky, The Burying God, and NXT's friend, what's his name? What's your name, bro? Best Friends NXT, and everybody else who's out there listening. I am T-Rock Plutonium, member of the Axis of Evolution, and I am head booker in the IWC, plus the world's only signed spinning luchador, T-Rock Plutonium, saying thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you guys next time on Monday Night Fallout. And why am I T-Rock Plutonium? Yes, it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what the head booker of the IWC, T-Rock Plutonium, T-Rock, is cooking. We'll see you guys next time on Fallout. We'll see you Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, any day on the World Generation Podcast Network. Thank you guys for joining us, and we're out of here.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.